This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of war crimes, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Zelensky says Russians have killed, tortured, raped civilians in Bucha and elsewhere. And in a remote address to the UN Security Council through an interpreter, called for justice.
Anyone who has given criminal orders and carried out them by killing our people will be brought before the tribunal, which should be similar to the Nuremberg tribunals,
which were convened after World War II. A U.S. official says Washington and European allies are set to retaliate for the war crimes with stiff new sanctions, including a ban on investments in Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.N. Migration Agency now estimates that more than 11 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The International Organization for Migration, in its first such full assessment in 3 weeks, says that more than 7.1 million people have been displaced within Ukraine as of April 1. That comes on top of the figure of more than 4 million who have fled abroad, as reported earlier. IOM says more than 2.9 million others are actively considering leaving their place of habitual residence due to war. The tally marks an increase from mid-March of more than 9.7 million people displaced internally in Ukraine or driven abroad. Ukraine had a pre-war population of 44 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two Harvard freshmen launch a website to connect refugees fleeing Ukraine to people in other countries willing to take them into homes, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Marco Burstein and Avi Schiffman say they were moved by the plight of Ukrainians fleeing the country following Russia's invasion. Burstein says so far 18,000 hosts have signed up across the globe.
We've heard all sorts of amazing stories of hosts and refugees getting connected all over the world.
Rickard Mizrab in Sweden is one of those hosts who signed up online.
The next morning I had a message from Oksana, asked if we had a place for them, for her daughter and their cat.
According to the United Nations, the number of Ukrainians fleeing the country topped a staggering 4 million, half of them children. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States, Britain, and Australia announced Tuesday they will work together via the recently created security alliance known as AUKUS to develop hypersonic missiles. The move comes amid growing concern by the U.S. and allies about China's growing military assertiveness in the Pacific. U.S. President Joe Biden, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the plan after holding a check-in on the progress of the AUKUS, the Indo-Pacific Alliance that was launched by the three countries in September. The leader said in a joint statement they are, quote, committed today to commence new trilateral cooperation on hypersonics and counter-hypersonics and electronic warfare capabilities. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods says he's planning to play in the Masters. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Woods made the announcement Tuesday morning, saying as of now he intends to play in the tournament, which begins Thursday. It was a little more than a year ago when Woods nearly lost his leg in a car crash. Woods plans to play 9 more practice holes on Wednesday before making a final decision. And he thinks if he plays, he can win the tournament. Woods has won the Masters 5 times. He says the biggest challenge will be walking the 72 holes over a 4-day period, but he thinks he'll be up to it. I'm Mike Hempen.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of war crimes while addressing the United Nations Security Council, as the UN's migration agency now estimates that more than 11 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since Russia's invasion on February 24th. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.